This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. The Election Commission of India has announced that assembly elections in Assam, Kerala, Puducherry and Tamil Nadu will be held in a single phase, while polling in West Bengal will take place in two phases. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said voting in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be held on 9th of April, while in Tamil Nadu polling will take place on 23rd. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on 23rd and 29th of April. The first phase in the state will cover 152 assembly constituencies and the second phase will cover 142 constituencies. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will be held on 4th of May. The notification for the assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will be issued today. The notification for Tamil Nadu and for the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on 30th of March. Notification for the second phase of polling in West Bengal will be issued on 2nd of April. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said, with the announcement of the poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct has come into force with immediate effect in the states and the Union Territory. Speaking about Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls, Mr. Kumar said that pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy.
Pure electoral rolls are the bedrock of any democracy. With this objective, the special intensive revision is being conducted as per Article 326 of the Constitution to ensure that no eligible elector is left out while no ineligible person is included in the electoral rolls. I congratulate all election officials who were involved in this work for ensuring its smooth conduct and completion.
Mr. Kumar also appealed to youth and first-time voters to participate enthusiastically in this great democratic exercise and cast their votes with pride, responsibility and confidence. The Election Commission has announced by-elections to 8 assembly constituencies spread across 6 states. The assembly constituencies are Ponda seat in Goa, Umret in Gujarat, Bagalkot and Devnagar south in Karnataka, Rahuri and Baramati in Maharashtra, Koridang in Nagaland and Dharmnagar seat in Tripura. During a press conference in New Delhi last evening, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said the notification for the by-poll in Goa, Karnataka, Nagaland and Tripura will be issued today and polling will be held on 9th of April. The notification for by-election in Gujarat and Maharashtra will be issued on 30th of this month and voting will take place on 23rd of April. He said the counting of votes will take place on 4th of May. In Odisha, 2 persons were killed and several others got seriously injured while more than 200 houses were damaged after a severe nor'wester struck Mayurbhanj district yesterday. Strong winds uprooted several trees and electricity poles across at least 12 villages in the district. The seriously injured persons have been shifted to a nearby hospital while about 40 others sustained minor injuries. Kia and Kankar villages under Karanjia block in the district were among the worst affected. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. The Indian Embassy in Doha has announced that Qatar Airways will operate 3 more flights to India over the next 2 days, connecting New Delhi, Mumbai and Kochi. The embassy said it is coordinating with local authorities in Qatar Airways to help stranded Indian nationals and emergency cases, including travel via the Salwa border to Saudi Arabia on temporary 96-hour transit visas. The International Energy Agency, IEA, said its member countries will release large amounts of oil from emergency reserves to help lower global prices. In a statement, the agency said countries in Asia and Oceania will start releasing oil immediately. And that is the end of this news bulletin.